When David first became king, he went with his army upon the wars against the enemies of Israel. But there came a time when the cares of his kingdom were many. So David let General Joab lead his warriors, while David stayed in his palace on Mount Zion. One evening, about sunset, David was walking upon the roof of his palace. He looked down into a garden nearby and saw a very beautiful woman. David asked one of his servants who this woman was, and he was told, "Her name is Bathsheba, and she is the wife of Uriah." Now Uriah was an officer in David's army under Joab, and he was fighting in David's war against the Ammonites at Raba, near the desert on the east of Jordan. David sent for Uriah's wife, Bathsheba, and talked with her. He loved her and wanted her to be one of his own wives, for in those times it was not wrong for a man to have more than one wife. But David could not marry Bathsheba while her husband Uriah was living. Then a wicked thought came into David's heart, and he formed a plan to have Uriah killed so that he could then take Bathsheba into his own house. David wrote a letter to the commander of his army, General Joab, and in the letter he said, "When there is to be a fight with the Ammonites, send Uriah into the forefront of it where it will be the hottest, and manage to leave him there so that he may be slain by the Ammonites." And Joab did as David had commanded him. He sent Uriah with some brave men to a place near the wall of the city, where he knew that the enemies would rush out of the city upon them. There was a fierce fight beside the wall. Uriah was slain, and other brave men with him. Then Joab sent a messenger to tell King David how the war was being carried on, and especially that Uriah, one of his brave officers, had been killed in the fighting. When David heard this, he said to the messenger, "Say to Joab, 'Do not feel trouble at the loss of the men slain in battle. The sword must strike down some. Keep up the siege, press forward, and you will take the city.'" And after Bathsheba had mourned for a time over her husband's death, David took her into his palace, and she became his wife. And a little child was born to them, whom David loved greatly. Perhaps there may have been a few others who knew what had happened,